You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
This has been tremendous. I love my man, Casey. We started with some enormous positive energy from Chris Corey on his show. We're going to start doing a crossover with Chris, bring some of his energy to the table here. And then, of course, we've always got the cleanup hitter, Gary Johnson, right after me, playing some great stuff. Now, Wanda, it was a big weekend. It was a big week this week. We came on after Monday, so we didn't get a chance to talk about
dwell in it too much. But, you know, it's kind of a week-long thing.
Okay.
Why not?
You got anything for me on that?
I got some stuff.
Give it to me.
All right.
I conceive of this struggle not as a struggle to free 20 million Negroes in the United States, but a struggle to free 180 million citizens of this country. And I don't think anybody in this country can be truly free until the Negro is free. And I certainly don't think the white man is free as long as you have segregation and discrimination, because the festering sore of segregation debilitates a white man as well as a Negro. And this is why I say that our aim in this struggle is not to defeat or to humiliate the white man, but to win his friendship and understanding. And the end is reconciliation and the creation of the beloved community. We are not seeking to annihilate the opponent, but to convert him. And this is why we follow nonviolence. I think the end of violence is to get rid of, to annihilate the opponent. But in the nonviolent movement, the end is to convert the opponent and to bring about a society where all men will live together as brothers and every man will respect the dignity and worth of human personality. I don't mean you would have brotherhood by federal force. I don't think you can really have true brotherhood by federal force. I do think, though, that you can break down the legal and the external and the man-made barriers that make brotherhood impossible by federal force. In other words, I don't think you can have brotherhood as long as there is a system of racial segregation. Now, I do feel that this system can be broken down by federal force. Now, when you move to the realm of true brotherhood, a true integration, which is genuine intergroup, interpersonal living, mutual acceptance, then we move into another realm altogether. And I don't think this can be done by federal force, but I think that these barriers can be broken down and it can bring us nearer to the goal. I would like to see it under the 14th Amendment, which says that no state has a right to deny an individual equal protection of the law. And every state has a responsibility, it has the authority to give these businesses licenses to operate. And the fact that this is done by the state means that these businesses at that moment forfeit the right to deal with individuals any way they please. They must be under the scrutiny and under the direction of federal authority on the basis of the 14th Amendment of the Constitution.
Well, an extension of that then would mean that all of us who are licensed to drive automobiles would come within state scrutiny for whatever purpose they wish to do. The state's hand extends everywhere, you see.
Oh, yes, it extends everywhere where basic human constitutional rights are involved. And I am absolutely convinced that there's something wrong with a nation that would put property rights over human rights. And I think states should have rights, but no state should have the right to do wrong. And this is why we have a 14th Amendment to regulate these wrong movements here in the U.S.
Thank you, Wanda. Now, Wanda, you and I are friends, right?
Of course.
Okay, and I think his original comment about that he's not seeking to free just the black man. He called him Negro because it was
back
the time.
Back in the day, yes.
But he wanted to free the people that are not of color in America because they were being held hostage by their prejudice.
Exactly.
We need more love in the world, Wanda.
There's a lot of things we haven't heard from Martin Luther King. So I think, you know, every now and then we should visit all of that stuff.
Well, thanks for bringing that to the table here, Wanda.
Really
appreciate it.
Sure, why not?
Well, we've been having a great show, and that just wrapped it up. I'm so thrilled you did that.